Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We're here again. Good morning. Bless the name of the one and only Creator. Hallelujah. Who we trust. Yes. We depend on Him and believe in Him. He's Elohim, the Most High. I'm just thanking Him and hallelujah, first and foremost, and you who called to join in on Crown Talk and Drums Radio this early Sunday morning. Wow, February the 19th. Time just keeps right on ticking into the future, and there's nothing we can do about it. Thank you for deciding to add this broadcast hour and this time to your schedule. I don't take it lightly. We're getting ready to talk about Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes. The Messiah, the Anointed One. Yes, you call Him Jesus. We call Him Jesus, but you're going to hear me call Him Yeshua, the Messiah, all throughout this broadcast. Amen. That's who He is, and we cannot change that. He is Yeshua. Hallelujah. He is the Messiah, and He is the Anointed One, and we thank You. Hallelujah. You're going to also hear me talk about Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elohim, hallelujah, we call God, but He is the God of all gods. He is the mighty one, and I just thank Him today, hallelujah, for that truth of His true name, hallelujah, who He is, amen. He's still Elohim, the Most High, yes, Yahweh. So welcome to For Such a Time as This Ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham. I thank Yahweh. I thank Elohim. I just thank Him for giving me the opportunity in this space. Hallelujah. At this season of my life, He's given me the ability to share and encourage others with His living word of truth. Hallelujah. That word that brings and gives the very life of Himself. Zoe. Hallelujah. Amen. His word is active. It's living. It's alive. It's not dead because He's not dead. Amen? Amen. I believe I got some amens on here this morning. We got so much going on in this world. I mean, we just see a lot of mess. We see a lot of dis-ease, discomfort. We just see a whole lot going on. And I'm not too much of a news watcher, so I haven't really seen anything this week. Sometimes I'll watch it on purpose, but just haven't been watching it a lot this week. But I know COVID's still going on. It's still lingering around. I don't think it's going anywhere. It's just like the flu. It's here. It's a virus. Amen. And however it got here, it's here. And I think it's here to just stick around. But we thank the Most High that we have Him in our lives to help keep us, to help ground us, to help us to stay focused and on task. Even the earthquake that's going on, we've been praying and seeing about Syria and all that's going on there. We just want to continue to lift up all the recovering that's taking place there, Turkey and Syria. I haven't seen anything lately. It was last week when I saw the death toll was up to, like, at that point, maybe 30-something thousand. I really don't clearly remember. So Holy Spirit, don't count it to my mind. Hallelujah. My mind is... It might have slipped, but in that area in the mountains, and I know it's probably a different update, but all we can do is pray. Amen. I mean, the same things can happen here because the scripture lets us know they're in diverse places. That's in various places all over the world. The earthquakes can take place. Amen. In diverse places, in many places. And it may seem like, wow, that doesn't seem right. But hey, we don't know what may happen. So that's why we have to stay rooted and grounded. Amen. We've heard about fires in different kind of places and floods. And it is wars and rumors of war. We hear about rumors of war going on now. What's taking place in our government? We have to pray. We are the kingdom's government. We're in His government. Amen. We're king's kids. Amen. And we have to walk in that authority that He's given us. It's just so much taking place, so many different killings, and we just have to pray, saints. Amen. So if ever there was a time for encouragement in the word, hallelujah, in the word, hallelujah, of Yahweh, amen. If ever there was a time for effectual prayer,
in this world today, that time is now. So I hope you come with your spiritual ears to hope open to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to you and me today in order that we can or we will continue to go forth and be effective kingdom citizens in which he has anointed and appointed us to be for his kingdom. Amen. We are on this earth to set up his kingdom. Amen. We're here to rule, saints, a set apart one. That's who we are. We're here to rule in the kingdom. Amen. I just want to speak his shalom peace before we go into what thus saith the Most High today. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We give you praise for this brand new day. You have once again allowed us to see, hallelujah, a day of your new mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. For your mercies are new every morning. We don't get what we deserve today. That's mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. And right alongside of your mercy comes your grace. Hallelujah. Where we get what we don't deserve. Thank you for giving us today, this day, hallelujah, what we don't deserve. My. We don't take it for granted that you even woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We're in our right state of mind. We're breathing your air. Hallelujah. It's the air that you supply, not us. We didn't supply anything. You're allowing us to breathe right now. Father, we thank you that we're breathing your air of life. We have the use of our limbs. They're in activity. They're in operation. And we thank you. Our senses are at work, I believe. I know I woke up this morning. I can smell. I can see. I can hear. Amen. And even I drunk some water, and I can even taste the clarity of the water. I thank you. And when I touch myself or touch my face, I can feel. Hallelujah. We take these things for granted because there's some people around us that's not in their right state of mind. They can't see. Some people were born blind. My. And we take this sight for granted. Help us even to give care to our eyes so we can see for a long time. Father, we just thank you that you're granting us your wisdom for today. We just give you praise and thanks that you have provided us this roof over our heads. Hallelujah. We just thank you this morning. We just give you praise and glory for what you're going to do. We thank you for this time. Hallelujah. That you allowed a few of your saints to gather together once again to hear of your goodness. Hallelujah. To hear how to continue to go forth in and on this journey called life on earth. We thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Help us not to take so many things for granted. Hallelujah. Now I ask you, Holy Spirit, as you and I together encourage the saints of the Most High. Hallelujah. You are welcome, Holy Spirit, to infiltrate this time, hallelujah, as we're in your presence for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I just thank the Most High, saints, this morning. Hallelujah. And he really didn't. He just gave me a word this morning. Hallelujah. And then he gave me a little thing I wrote down. You know, last week we talked about love and what does love have to do with it. Love has everything to do with everything. So today he gave me joy. Hallelujah. He just gave me that and said, let the people know, may that force of joy be with you. Amen. Let the force of joy be with you. We know love is a force, but joy is definitely a power force. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when we have joy in the midst of whatever may be going on, it helps us, hallelujah, continue on and stand. Now, I'm not sure how the Holy Spirit is going to do this, but he's taking us to the Old Testament, taking us to the book. We're starting out in the book of Nehemiah. Amen. And I'm just thankful and grateful to him. Hallelujah. For there's that one passage of scripture that stuck out with me in the eighth chapter, but we're going to start at the first verse, and then we'll get down to that verse that stuck out with me. You may know the one I'm talking about. I'm not even going to say it right now. Hallelujah. But I'm starting. I'm going to be reading out of my scriptures. It's called the scriptures. I'm going to be reading out of it this morning. I may skip around. I'm glad that I'm kind of virtual, because I would have a couple of different books or scriptures before me if I was on a platform or at a podium probably. But I'm grateful that I can have them right here spread around me. Amen. In my prayer room. I am so grateful. Let's start at the first verse of 8th chapter of Nehemiah. And when the 7th new moon came, the children of Israel were in their cities, and all the people gathered together as one man in the open that was in front of the water gate. And they spoke to Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the Torah of Moshe, which is Moses, which Yahweh had commanded Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the Torah before the assembly of both men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the 7th new moon. And he read from it in the open space in front of the water gate from morning unto midday. From morning until midday, he read for some hours. My. Before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people listened to the book of the Torah. And Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood which they had made for the purpose. And beside him on his right stood Mattiah and Shema and Ananiah and Uriah and Hilkiah and Meshach. And on his left stood all these different names of different people. He was just naming different people. And I'm not going to say all these names because I'm probably kind of messing them up. And Ezra, the 5th verse, opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Amen. As he began to open and read, hallelujah, the instructions, hallelujah, the Torah, hallelujah, the people stood up in reverence. My. And Ezra blessed Yahweh, the great Elohim. Then all the people answered, amen, amen, while lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped Yahweh with faces to the ground. And Yeshua and Bani is the more names here coming. I'm not going to say all them either. And the Levites caused the people to understand the Torah while the people were in their place. And they read in the book of the Torah of Elohim, translating to give the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites who taught the people said to all the people, this day is set apart or holy to Yahweh. My. Holy means set apart. If you hear me say set apart, that's that word, holy. Amen. That's exactly what it means, set apart. Amen. This day is set apart to Yahweh, your Elohim. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the Torah. When they heard those instructions being given out, they was weeping and they was mourning. Then he said to them, go eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom none is prepared. For this day is set apart to our Yahweh. Do not be sad, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength. That is the passage, the focal verse I wanted to bring out today. Amen. But we're going to take it back to a little history. My. Thinking about Nehemiah. What was going on in this 8th chapter? You know, Nehemiah was one of the books of history. I think it was the last book, history book, talking about different things that was taking place in and transpired, my, in the old covenant, under the old covenant. Amen. And Jerusalem had been torn down. Hallelujah. The walls had been that torn down. Nehemiah didn't even live in Jerusalem, but he served the Most High. Hallelujah. And he heard about what had took place. And Nehemiah wasn't a prophet or anything like that. He was he trusted in the Most High, but he was a governor. He was governing a whole nother state. I think it was maybe Persian or I'm not maybe saying that wrong, but he didn't govern Jerusalem. But he used this time, my. He was a man of action. That's who he was. Yes, he was. He saw a problem, and then he didn't get distressed and all worried about it. Come on now. Does that sound familiar to us? We see a problem or a problem comes toward us, and what do we do? Do we get distressed? What do we do? Oh, come on now. This should help us to think of what our actions were. Remember, Nehemiah was a man who took action. Amen. Instead of wallowing in self-pity and grief, he took action. And that's what we should do. We should take action when a problem comes. That's an opportunity, hallelujah, for us to, hallelujah, allow joy. Just take that out. It says, allow the joy of Yahweh to be our strength. Allow the Most High joy in him to be our strength. But just think about joy by itself. Allow joy to be your strength. My. I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. For where the Holy Spirit is taking us. I'm excited. I get excited when he starts moving and when he starts sharing and when he starts talking. My. I thank him this morning. Hallelujah. So Nehemiah took action. Hallelujah. He didn't just wallow in the situation of what he was hearing, what was taking place. He immediately, his government skills kicked in. Amen. He brought what he had in his hand. He brought what he was anointed and appointed with. He was appointed for such a time as that to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. And not only he was specific how he did it, he didn't take it up as high as it had been from the beginning. Amen. He took it to the height of its half state. And when he went in and started giving instructions, my, the people got on one accord. They were unified. They were ready to rebuild. He went in, giving out instructions. Hallelujah. Amen. He knew exactly what the Most High wanted. So, and he motivated the Jews to rebuild the walls. Amen. He went in with the right attitude. He went in with the right type of a will. He had the will of the Father, hallelujah, in mind. So he didn't go in there trying to say, I'm in control and think it was all about him, because he knew it wasn't about him. It was about doing the will of the Father. Amen. And that's where we should be, whatever is going on. We should be about doing the will of the Most High. Our Father, hallelujah, amen. Father, we just thank you this morning. He knew that God could take what he had, hallelujah, and use it to get the job done. What do you have in your hand? What do you have to offer? Come on, let's think about it, saints. Yes, we are the set apart ones, and all of us have been gifted. We're all anointed. We're all appointed in this kingdom, hallelujah, building here. Yes, we're kingdom citizens. Amen. We've been anointed and appointed. Hallelujah. We have gifts. We have talents that we bring to the table, that somebody else might have that same gifting or talent, but they can't bring it the way that we bring it. Amen. Amen. Because we've been anointed and we've been appointed. Hallelujah. Yes. For such a time as this. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. Yes, I'm just so grateful. Can't be grateful enough. Amen. I'm so glad that he came in with organizational skills. He came in with managerial skills. He came in with supervision skills. Amen. He came in to encourage the people. All that was working together. And you know, when all that was working together, there was some opposition. There was some conflict going on in the midst of that. You know it was. If you start back reading at the first chapter of Nehemiah, and once you get, you'll see there was some stuff going on. But he stood on the wall. Hallelujah. He called the people to stand on the wall. He encouraged them to stand on the wall. Amen. And that is such a blessing. Amen. To even know that. So opposition. But you know what? The Father knows what we need. He's always going to send right what we need, right on time, the right person to come along and encourage us, to let us know we're on the right track. Hallelujah. When he encourages us, he can encourage us in our one-on-one time with him. A lot of times, but if it doesn't come, a lot of times, well, I know it with me, he'll encourage me. Hallelujah. And then he'll send somebody else to come along and encourage what he's already encouraged. Amen. If that makes sense, I hope it does. But he always confirms himself. Amen. And he confirms you, us. He confirms us. Amen. And lets us know we're on the right track. But the key to it is listening and taking action. Hallelujah. Just as Nehemiah did. And it just blessed me. Hallelujah. You hear people say this one passage of scripture, but just knowing the history of it and why it was said, because the people, hallelujah, as they were hearing the word, just think, Ezra was reading. Ezra was the priest, hallelujah, bringing, hallelujah, the word. Amen. And then we saw it was at the water gate. You think about the water. Water brings cleansing. They had just built this wall. Hallelujah. It was just built. It only took 52 days for them to build this wall around an entire city of Jerusalem. My. And then in my studies, as I read this, and I read it before, I remember when the walls were up like that, a lot of times the marketplace would open early in the morning before the sun would rise. But because so much wisdom Nehemiah had, he was operating in wisdom. But because when he built this wall, he would not allow the gates to be unlocked and open until kind of midday, because he wanted everybody to be awake and alert, because an attack had just taken place not too long before. Isn't that wisdom? We have to always keep our eyes wired open, saints. Amen. That's just a reminder to us that we have to always be watchful as we're praying. The scripture tells us that as well. Watch as well as pray. We don't have time in this time that we're in for such a time as this, all that's going on around us, to go to sleep. We don't have and spiritually, amen, we do need our rest naturally at night. We do need to go to sleep and get rest in the natural. But when it comes to our spiritual walk, we don't have time to go to sleep. Not any longer. My mind is reminded of that revival that's taking place. I can't remember those young people. It started at one college campus. I'm trying to remember where it was. Oh, my. And you probably seen it. I saw it. I read different little articles and readings of it. It started out as a couple of hour prayer, I think, or maybe a 2-day prayer. I think it was something about two. It was a couple of days or a couple of hour prayer, and it exploded. I think it's now into the 13th or 14th day. And now it went to other colleges. The fire is catching on. Revival is taking place in those young people's lives. And you know, if it's taking place in the young people on those campuses, there's some older people that's in the midst. Come on now. We need that fire. The flame needs to burn, hallelujah, in our lives. The joy, hallelujah, continues to need to be our strength. The joy of Yahweh. That is our strength, saints. That's what's going to carry us through these times. Because if we think it's bad now, as we continue to live on this earth until we're called home, or until the catching up takes place, we're going to see it's going to wax worse and worse. We've heard that. We've read that in the scriptures, things will grow worse. The people's hearts will grow callous. My, my, my. Oh, we need to be watchful, saints. We need to keep ourselves, hallelujah, ready, hallelujah, for the battle. We need to stay ready, stay equipped. Amen. And I looked that word up, joy. The Hebrew word is simcha. Simcha. My, my, my. That means gladness, celebration, being in celebration about something. And that's what he told the people to do in that 10th verse, or leading up to that 10th verse in Nehemiah. He told them, he said, go eat, that 10th verse, drink the sweet. He was letting them know it's time to celebrate. This is not a time of mourning. You're hearing the instructions from the Most High, and you're mourning, you're weeping. Oh, no, no, no. This is a time to celebrate. Hallelujah. Let the joy of what you heard and what the instructions you just heard be your strength. So we know that word, hallelujah, the instructions that we get. Sometimes it does bring, when we're involved or doing something that we don't like doing, and instruction comes and it lines up with the scriptures, my, 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 we don't want to hear it. But we need that truth. We need that, I call it constructive criticism. It helps us on this journey. Sometimes we want to turn a nose to it or get sad about it. No, rejoice when you're being corrected. Rejoice. We got it backwards. We got it twisted. But we need, hallelujah, that's what Nehemiah was telling them. Go. And send portions to those for whom none has been prepared. Don't just get it for yourself, but share it with others. That's what joy does. It, hallelujah, it brings about, it causes you to want to give. Isn't that awesome? It causes you to want to share. You want to be a blessing. Joy does that. When joy is infiltrated, you might just have a little bit. I don't care. And when I had just, you know, a little bit, I still don't have a lot. But what little bit I have, I want to share and give. Amen. I can't help it. But when we were raised and coming up, I remember when my mom became a single mother, when her and my father went to divorce, and she became a single mother. I remember we used to have everything we needed, all was provided when my father and her were together. But when the split came up, he wasn't doing what he needed to do toward her concerning us. And that's history. It's okay. Forgivable. It was forgiven. Amen. Love was still there. Hallelujah. Because the love of the Most High was in me. I can only talk about me for me personally. But I remember when we went through the time where our lights had gotten cut off, our power had gotten cut off, different things we had to deal with coming up with my mom as a single parent. But my mom did all she did. Sometimes she would try to work two jobs to make sure we had what we need. We might have not have had a whole bunch of clothes, but one thing she taught us, keep them clean. Sometimes I might have had to wear the same pair of pants a couple of times a week, but each time I wore, I'd mix them up with a different shirt. Nobody, I knew they was the same, but they were clean. Hallelujah. That's one thing that my mom taught us. Hallelujah. To keep it clean, to keep it, you may not have much, but take care of what you have. Amen. She taught us that. And I am so grateful because those values are still in me today. I give the Most High all the praise and all the glory for how he continues. So don't take it lightly, saints, when you look over your life and things may not have always been good when you were coming up. But what value did you get from it? What did you pick up? See, we have to pick up some things are caught and some things are taught. Amen. What did you catch? What were you taught? Not in the wrong way, but even in the evil things you see. How did that affect you? Did it make you go that way or turn you totally the opposite? Me, it took me totally the opposite. Even the terrible things I saw, the bad things I saw. I said, that's not right. I don't want to do that. I'm grateful that my mindset was there. Everybody's mindset doesn't go there. Amen. But that's no excuse. We can get it there. Amen. We're talking about joy. today. It just trickles off. It's a force. We talked about it. Hallelujah. And my mind even went I was thinking about Star Wars. You know that comment that said, may the force be with you. Amen. And that's what we want, the force of joy to be with us. Because love is first. Amen. And joy is right there behind it. Amen. When you're talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the fruit that it's nine attributes of that fruit. See, when you read that in the scripture, it doesn't have an S on the end of fruit. It just says the fruit of the Spirit. There are nine different attributes that fall into place. And there's some order that we're going to go there too. Amen. But right now, we're lingering on this. Simcha, joy. Amen. And sing, that first part of means to put. Hallelujah. And ka means laugh or laughter. So to put on laughter in the midst of chaos. Sometimes people look at you like you're crazy because they're expecting you to be another kind of way when chaos is going on and you still got joy. They like, what? That's good. That's how we're supposed to walk. That's how we're supposed to live. They're not supposed to understand it. They're supposed to come to us and ask us, what is it that makes you tick like that? And then we have the opportunity. We have the opportunity to share. We have the opportunity to give them why we have that joy, why we're not like that, not why we're not acting like the world is acting. They're expecting you, hallelujah, to act or take a situation. They're expecting your actions to be like broke down and toe down. No, we are saints of who? The Most High. Hallelujah. Yes. And he's equipped us and is yet equipping us. Hallelujah. For this journey. And we are the salt and we are the light. We're the salt of this earth. We're bringing flavor wherever we go. Amen. We're salt. We bring seasoning. What kind of seasoning are we bringing here now? We're talking about joy today. We're the light of this world. When light goes into a dark place or darkened area, arena, the shift should change. The shift of the atmosphere should change because that light in us, and sometimes people tuck it back and look, they have to tone it down or say, excuse me. You know, sometimes when somebody's in my presence, as it is like it is on my job, sometimes they'll say, excuse me, excuse my friend. And they'll make a statement and they'll say a little word or something within the statement. They'll say, excuse me first. They shouldn't even say it, but they go ahead and do it anyway. But they do have respect enough to say, excuse my friend. Or sometimes it slipped out and then they'll look over at me and say, excuse me, Theresa. Amen. I'm grateful for that. They say, oh, I'm sorry, Theresa. They'll say it might slip out first. I'm grateful that light is being represented. It's not me. It's who's in me. Amen. We are light and salt. That's important to me. I want to be real in how I live this walk. I don't want to be fake and phony. I don't want to be faking the, what's that word they say, faking the something they say. I don't remember even what it is. But I don't want to be faking the flame. Let's just say it that way. I don't want to fake the flame. The flame is real. The fire is real. The Holy Spirit is real. The Father is real. Amen. And we have to represent him everywhere we go. Amen. I was reminded of a few scriptures came to mind when it came to joy. Amen. You know, the Psalms is full of joy is just all throughout the scriptures. It's just all throughout the scriptures. And I was reminded in the Psalms, where Psalm 16:11, it said, thou wilt show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. And we know that right hand is talked about throughout the scriptures too. I mean, the right hand just represents power. Oh, one of my books almost fell. One of my Bibles almost fell. But represents, hallelujah, I'm getting excited. I'm tapping my hand down. I'm hitting stuff. But I'm just grateful. The right hand just represents so much power and strength that the Most High has. We know that the Messiah, was seated at the, is seated now at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us. He reigns at the right hand. Right hand, just that just represents majestic power to me. I mean, mighty power. Hallelujah. It, the right hand shadows. There's so many scriptures talking about the right hand. Look it up. Go read it. I have read them before in times past about that right hand. My, and it came to my mind when I read this passage of scripture. In his presence, fullness of joy. So that lets us know we have to spend that personal time in the presence of the Most High. We must. It is imperative that we do. Amen. That is part of how we're going to make it on this journey, how we're going to be effective in this journey. Amen. And then I want to, you know, I had to go to Galatians. Very familiar passage of scripture, the fifth chapter of Galatians. We're going to start at the 22nd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's first and foremost. Joy and peace. Those are the first three. And I remember doing a teaching a long time ago about those first three. Which is Yahweh. The first three, the fruit of the Spirit, we have to have him. Love, joy, and peace. It comes from him. He gives us love, joy, and peace. Amen. Comes straight from the throne room. Amen. Hallelujah. Those are the first three who represent him first and foremost because he is love. He is joy, and he is peace. Amen? And because he's those things, we represent those things. Because who are we representing? We're representing the Most High. We're representing his son, the Messiah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Amen. We're representing, hallelujah. That's who we're representing on this earth. So the love is on the inside of us. The joy is on the inside of us. Hallelujah, because that's who he is, and the peace is on the inside of us. And then the next three is long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. Amen. And see, when we have the first three, the love, the joy, and the peace, we're able to have long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness towards others. That helps us to operate in those three. Think about it. You can't, when someone hits a nerve by something they may have said or done towards you, you have to have that long suffering, that gentleness in that meeting. Sometimes you want to pounce back in anger. You want to pounce back and react. Amen. We can't be so quick to react. Amen. We have to think about that thing because our actions should be in long suffering, in gentleness, and in goodness. Amen. Amen. So if we have the love, the joy, and the peace, our focus is joy today, but still those all work together. That's who the Most High is, Yahweh. Amen. Our God, our Most High. He is love, joy, and peace. And because he's that, we're that, so we can actually, it helps us to have long suffering towards others. It helps us to be gentle toward them and show forth that goodness, amen, of compassion. We're able to do that in spite of where they're at and what kind of spirit may be coming against them, against us, towards us. We're able to have that and overlook, amen. There's this lady on my job. She is trying to, when I need something, it's like I'm the only one she tries to give a hard time. And she told me the other day, you just let them, the other day I called and asked for something I needed from her, which is about the second time in a couple of weeks I needed something for her to come, go forward in my project. She said, well, you just tell them it's my fault. You just tell them it's my fault. Now, if I had been, you know, a place where I used to be, my fault went somewhere, but it immediately went back. Father, help me to love her anyway, because I do love her. But she just keeps coming at me that way. And why is she doing that? I don't understand. But you deal with her. You deal with that. I love her anyway. So, and then when I hung up with her, I just prayed. I said, Father, help me to continue to deal with this. For whatever reason, she's doing this toward me, and you got to fix it. Amen. But we still, even in that, I could have chopped back at her because we was on a phone call. It wasn't no texting back and forth or chatting through our chat. We were on a phone call. And sometimes we want to lash back when we're walking in the flesh and not for fear. See, that's what this scripture is talking about. It's talking about walking in the spirit. Amen. Above the verses above before it got down to this part. Amen. And then the last three is meekness, temperance. I mean, faith, meekness, and temperance. Amen. And we have to have that ourselves. But see, we need everything else for all that to be in operation. If we don't have love, anything we do, it ain't doing no good. It's not doing us any good. If we don't have joy, we all stuck up and you know, walk around with a frown on our face all day long. You see that. I see that with the people who are confessing to be saints. What's wrong? Get some work done on the, it's there. It's on the inside of us. Let him work through you. Let him work through us. I want him to work through me. Anything he shows me. Wait a minute. That's not right, girl. He talked to me like that. Amen. Get it together, girl. Get it together. Amen. Get it together, boy. We got some men on here. Get it together. Whatever it is, he's going to reveal it. As we spend time with him, he's going to let us know areas that we need to come up in. Come up a little higher. He's calling us always higher, higher. Because guess what? None of us will arrive until, hallelujah, he calls us home or we hear him say, well done. Well done. And that's what we're living. If we're living to hear that, we need to be working out everything that's a mess on the inside of us. Because he's going to reveal it. He's going to either do it one-on-one or he's going to send somebody by to help you out. And they're going to help you in love. They're not going to beat you down. That's where that gentleness and goodness, that long-suffering gentleness and goodness kicks in. When you're helping and working with others, your neighbors, your fellow saints, your fellow brethren, your sisterin. That's what we do. Iron always should sharpen iron. Not sometimes, all the time. And you know, joy is not a warm or happy feeling that we're supposed to have every now and then when things are going well. That's not when we're supposed to have joy in the midst of hellacious situations, in the midst of chaos. It's much more than that. It's one of the most spiritual, powerful forces. That love, that joy, and that peace, those are powerful forces, spiritually. And we got to have them because that's who the Most High is. And we're representing him. We've got to have love, joy, peace. We have to represent it. And we want to represent it well. We want to represent him well. So those attributes, hallelujah, we have to have them. In order for all them to work together, they work, they have separate purposes. I just see that's the way out. It was given to me by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And against such, there is no law. So see, you don't need a law for that. And then if you go back up to that 13th verse, it says, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. But by love, serve one another. See, it is no law for us to do this. Because we have freedom. You know what I'm saying? Because we have been given that freedom, we don't take an occasion to do what we want to do and live how we want to live just because we know by the grace, we're living under grace, dispensation of grace, that we're going to be forgiven. You get out there in that mess and get all caught up in it and be taken up out of here in that mess. We can't take the grace of the Most High that he's given us for granted. Amen. And the grace of the freedom. He whom the Son set free. He has come and he set us free. But we don't take that for granted and just do any kind of thing. You know, against such, there's no law.
all these attributes of the Holy Spirit. They're there in all their form to help us how to walk this journey, to teach us how to walk this journey. Amen. I just thank the Most High this morning that joy is our strength. And that's what's interchangeable about it. Joy is our strength. If you remove, and I think I did it earlier. It just comes to my mind again. But if you remove Yahweh out of that part of the scripture, the joy is your strength. Joy is your strength. It's a strength factor. Because when you, the opposite of joy is totally just being in a depression or a state of being depressed. And we know the scriptures talk about, different scriptures talk about how depression and all, it can bring sickness on our bodies. We don't have time to be depressed. You know, look at Nehemiah. The people could have got depressed, but he went in and kicked in and set up government in Jerusalem. Amen. What areas do we need to go in and set up some government, set up some order with the authority, with what he's given us as saints? We are set apart one. We are here to deliver nations. Amen. We have a nation to reach. And my mind goes back to that revival that's taking place in those young people's lives. Amen. I pray they stay on fire. And the fire that's lit and spreading around, the fire of the Holy Spirit that's being lit in other universities and colleges, I pray it stays and remains. And it's not just a hype thing. That's my prayer. It's not just an outward emotion. My. But it's a genuine inward change. An inward being change. And see, we can't live a life of faith without joy. Because the way these scriptures was written, there was an order even here. We need, those are above. Those are the first three, love, joy, and peace. So the rest that fall under that, it's just the order, even with this. So if we're going to live by faith, we have to have joy. And we know faith works by love. I think that might have came out last week, talking about love. But they all work together. When the Father his goal is to make us strong in him. And I believe he uses joy to get that done. I believe joy is one of the main ingredients. It's one of the main forces. Hallelujah. We already know he's love, and everything within him is love. At the very beginning, he was showing love. Amen. When he sent the Messiah to us, that was love. Unconditional. But joy is just not a state of mind or outward type of action. Amen. It's something that should be on the inside, that exuberates on the outside, not according to situations and circumstances. When it's given, and it's given, the Holy Spirit's giving it to us, it's up to us to just walk through it, let it be displayed in our lives. It's such a force. Amen. The devil himself, Santa, he can't figure out why joy. He can't figure out, because when we're joined, we have joy, we're celebrating, we're worshiping, we're magnifying. Joy causes us to get stirred up, and that confuses the enemy. They were confused, even the enemy, when that wall got built up by Nehemiah. Just read through it. You'll see so many different things that were taking place. The enemy themselves were fearful once that wall was erected. They saw unity. They saw the people coming together.
and nothing could stop them. Opposition was coming. Donations was coming. Money was coming. Supplies was coming. They were on the in the will of the Father. Amen. And that's how it works with us. When we're in the will of the Father, doors open up. Favor, we get favor like phenomenal. I've been experiencing it this week, and it's just been like, woo, thank you. But when you expect it, it doesn't catch you off guard. It's like, Father, you're so good, and all you can do is say that. You watch over your word every time to perform it. Not sometimes. You watch over your word all the time. That's why we have to say it. We have to know what the word says in order to decree it and declare it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful. Amen. Another psalm and passage of the scripture that came to me from David as well. Psalm 30, 11. You have turned for me, hallelujah, my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth, hallelujah, and girded me with gladness. If any of you right now listening to this broadcast live or listening to the recorded message, my, if you're dealing with anything that's causing you to mourn, hallelujah, take off that sackcloth. Mama, don't let it hold you down. Don't let it bind you. Put on joy. Gird yourself up with gladness. Hallelujah. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But the enemy wants to take it the other way. He wants us to stay down, disgusted, broke, disgusted, frustrated. Hallelujah. He wants us to stay distracted. That's his job. That's what he does. Amen. He comes to steal, kill, destroy. But the Messiah came that we would have life. Hallelujah. And have it more abundantly. Everything that pertains to this life. That's our joy walk. That's our love walk. That's our peace walk. If something is taking your peace, hallelujah, because the Most High is peace, you better change some things. You better rearrange some things. You better govern some things and get them in order. Nehemiah showed us government. Hallelujah. And he let the people know through this change, through all this unity has, what you're crying for now. We don't have time to stay in a pity party, saints. We don't have time. I don't care what's coming at you. I don't care what's coming, what has been at you, what came at you in the past. We got to go forward in the joy. Hallelujah. The joy is our strength. Hallelujah. The joy helps our faith to operate even the more. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad for joy. So just like fear has to bow and yield to faith, they're totally opposite. You can't have fear and faith operating at the same time. They're totally opposite. That's the same way it is with discouragement and joy. When joy comes in, discouragement has to go. Hallelujah. Depression has to go. It has to flee. Hallelujah. Amen. It works the same way. When faith comes in, fear has to go. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm just grateful this morning. Joy is that part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's already residing within each and every one of us. It's already there, but we have to develop it. We have to confess it. Amen. We have to live it, live by it. Hallelujah. Especially if we want to have the power that it brings. All that brings the power. Hallelujah. When we're walking in it. When we're confessing it. We're confessing it and then action starts taking place as we're speaking it. You know, it becomes real to us. Amen. When you speak something, you say it so much, it becomes a part of you. Amen. You began to walk it out. You're talking it out. You're walking it out. Your actions began to display it. Amen. Joy is powerful. Hallelujah. And so whatever the situation, circumstance, or whatever, you can still be full of joy. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. You can still be strong in the Most High. Hallelujah. I'm a witness. It doesn't matter. A lot of things have happened in my life. Experienced some things, hallelujah, that I didn't even think I would experience. every single time. The joy has been my strength. Hallelujah. The joy, hallelujah, has took me through. It has kept me strong in the Most High every single time. And we draw our strength. We draw all that supply from the Holy Spirit. He gives us. He's on the inside of us. Hallelujah. He's within us. And he takes authority. And that's what that scripture there in Galatians talking about, walking in the Spirit. So we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Rejoice, saints. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the almighty, powerful source today. Hallelujah. As you go about the rest of the day, rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the force of joy be with you. Hallelujah. I'm going to steal that little saying from Star Trek or whatever. I'm not Star Trek. What was the name of that show? It was with me earlier. But let that force be with you. E2P2. You know who I'm talking about. Amen. We're talking about joy, though. I love you all. I'm going to unmute the lines if anyone would have any comments or prayer requests they'd like us to pray out with before we hang up today. Hallelujah. Thank you for your joy, Father. Hallelujah. Unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Your joy. Yes. Mm. My, my, my. Mm. Hallelujah. No comments. Hallelujah. No prayer requests. Hallelujah. Let us go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. Hallelujah. Thank you for reassuring us of your joy. Thank you for reassuring us that your joy truly is our strength. Joy is a moving force. And we thank you. As we go about this day, hallelujah, we're going forth in your love, in your joy, and in your peace. A lot of times I close out a prayer at the end with those very words because that's who you are. Hallelujah. You are joy. You are love. You are peace. And we thank you that as we go about this day, some may be going to services, Father, we thank you that they're going to represent you even there, going to get even the more of what you would have to say by your Holy Spirit to them, to us. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. But they're going forth, displaying your love, your joy, and your peace, and everything else will fall into order. We thank you for giving us the mind, giving us, hallelujah, the spirit, hallelujah, to help us to govern and govern well. We give you praise for the example you've used today of Nehemiah, how he governed well. He took action. He didn't let even the people have a pity party. My, my, my. Took over for the city of Jerusalem, and they governed, and they did it right well. Father, thank you that you're banding us together, our forces, as a unified body of believers. We thank you for that. Help us not to look at each other in judgment, but look at each other through the eyes of you, through love, hallelujah, through joy, hallelujah, through peace. We thank you this morning. As we go throughout this day and the rest of this week, we thank you for going forth before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, smoothing out all the rough edges. We loose our angelic hope to go forth before us, to keep us covered, granting us travels of mercy. And we thank you for that. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We lift up our families to you, Father. You know what our families need. Our children, our grandchildren, our husbands, our wives. You know what they need, Father. Those who even have great-grands, we thank you, Father. Just grant the need. Work the situation out. Have your way. And we thank you. Cover us in our community. And it's in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Yes, we pray. Amen, amen. And may the Most High continue to grant you his shalom peace.